Nassau County casino proposal faces growing opposition. New York preparing to award 3 downstate casino licenses, and there is a deadline of June 27, 2025 for all interested parties to submit their applications. Several major gaming and hospitality companies are actively exploring bids for these coveted licenses, and Las Vegas Sands has proposed building a casino and entertainment complex near Nassau Coliseum. However, the project has been met with strong resistance from local residents. The Say No to the Casino Civic Association has expressed concerns about the development's potential environmental, economic, and social impacts on Nassau County. Members of the association, including residents from Garden City, Baldwin, Manhasset, and Uniondale, have united in opposition. They argue that while the casino floor itself would cover 400,000 square feet, the overall project would span an expansive 4 million square feet. Concerns over traffic, economy, and environment. Opponents argue that the casino could significantly worsen air quality due to an expected surge in traffic. With projections of 10 million annual visitors, critics warn that congestion could overwhelm the area's roadways. Another key concern is the economic impact on local businesses. Many fear that visitors would primarily spend money within the resort rather than at local shops and restaurants. Additionally, opponents estimate the resort's water consumption would match that of 2,000 homes daily. Other concerns include potential decreases in property values and an increase in crime rates. Baldwin resident Steve Rolston explained that while development in the area is welcome, it must be reasonable and beneficial to the community. New appointments to the Gaming Facility Location Board. Recently, the state's gambling regulators expanded the NY Gaming Facility Location Board by adding 2 new members, Greg Reimers and Marion Phillips III. They joined Chair Vicky Binn, Stuart Rabinowitz, and Carlos Nodden, bringing the board to 5 members. It remains uncertain whether these additions will accelerate the decision-making process for awarding casino licenses.